Midwest governors have drafted proposed criteria for large-scale diversions of water from the Great Lakes. Environmental groups say the plan has a large loophole and would allow water bottling companies to take out water for human consumption if the containers are no larger than 5.7 gallons. Jody Habish-Sinikin is an attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates. She says the fast-growing bottled water industry would take a lot of liquid from the lakes.
The question, of course, that we ask ourselves, what's the difference in millions and gallons of water leaving the basin via pipeline versus in plastic containers?
Habish-Sinikin says if a natural resource like Great Lakes water is treated as a good or a commodity, then under trade agreements it would be very hard to block international companies from taking out a lot more water. But Stephen Kay of the International Bottled Water Association says bottled water is a food product.
It is like the thousands of other products, both food and other commercial products, that utilize water either in the production or as an ingredient. And to call this use of the water a diversion versus a consumptive use is really to ignore the fact.
Kay says the bottled water industry shouldn't be singled out for more restrictive measures. He also says bottled water currently adds up to less than 0.02% of the withdrawals from the Great Lakes. The new water diversion criteria are going through another round of public hearings and still need approval from several governments. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.